Preseason game four is going down today for the Chicago Bulls. And I want to look at some of the standouts so far. Has Patrick Williams really turned the corner? Is it just more of what we've seen from Patrick Williams in the past? We're going to dig into the numbers there. We're also going to talk about why Iodesumu is lining himself up for a big contract extension and some of the narratives from Bulls fans that the Bulls are trying to not start him to keep the contract down are just stupid. We're going to talk about that and the Bulls' biggest strength so far and how they've made one of their strengths from last season even stronger so far in preseason. We're going to get into all that plus more right after this.
You are now tuned in to Chicago Bulls Central, your number one spot for all things Chicago Bulls, hosted by Hayes.
What's going on, Bulls fans? Welcome to another episode of Chicago Bulls Central, your number one spot for everything Chicago Bulls related. I'm the host there, Hayes, but more importantly, you guys can follow the channel at Bulls Central Pod on every social media platform we happen to be on. With that said, let's go ahead and get into this content today, y'all. And I want to talk about the Bulls and how they're making their strength from last year even stronger. And that was the Bulls' offense. The Bulls had one of the most high-powered offenses in the NBA last year. Now, efficiency was something that really hurt them and limited them. And one key area I think also limited the Chicago Bulls that we're seeing an improvement in so far this season. The defensive end is going to be the biggest question for the Bulls. And I think what we're seeing here is that And this is kind of what we've talked about a lot. If the Bulls can just be middle of the pack defensively, they're going to open up so much of their ceiling. They're going to raise their ceiling so much because the offense that was last year is becoming even more refined, and they're doing it through the exact ways of how you make an offense better. Throughout last year, the Bulls had one of the quickest paces in the NBA, and they had a bunch of free throw attempts. And towards the end of that season, when Josh Giddey and Kobe White came on, we saw the balance start changing to where they weren't just spamming threes. They were still taking a high amount of threes, but they were attacking the rim a little bit more. But it was such a small sample size and only 20 games that it was hard to say that that was going to be like the refinement that they have. So far, in just preseason, the Chicago Bulls are fourth in pace in the NBA. They are second in fast break points in that time. They're fifth in assist percentage. Why are those three areas highly important? If you're going to play a fast-paced team, if you're going to play a fast-paced style, you do that because you are being sound defensively, or you're rebounding the ball really well, right? So that's how the defensive end plays into that, right? If you are playing solid defense, if you're first forcing turnovers, if you're getting rebounds, and thus you can get out in transition naturally rather than just doing run and gun, right? The difference between being a high-paced offense and a run-and-gun offense comes down to how do you get in transition. Run-and-gun is just you're running, right, regardless if a team scores or not. High pace means that you are taking the opportunities that you get from rebounding, and you're just getting down the floor a little bit quicker, right, and you're taking advantage of the defense not having a chance to set up. And so that's what you're seeing with this Bulls team. They're using the pace. Fast break points, they are using that fast break to their benefit. And one of the biggest reasons that they're doing that they're so efficient in that so far in preseason is that they are attacking the rim at a much higher pace than what they have. We're still seeing them settle for threes, but I mean, really, when you look at it, it was that first preseason game where they on fast break settle for threes the most. The two other than that, they've actually been attacking the rim more times than not, which is really good. Again, that gets you to the free throw line more, which that's the second part that we want to talk about. The Bulls are getting to the free throw line way more. They are, in each of our three preseason games so far, we're getting to the free throw line 29-plus times in each one of those. If you keep that up, that is what's going to put more pressure on the defense, right? Stop settling for those threes. This is something that we've been talking about a lot. And keep in mind, we are missing the fastest player on the team in Kobe White as well. You get Kobe White to buy into this as well, and that's something that Kobe is definitely a part of his game that can be strengthened, is his ability to get to the free throw line more consistently. If Kobe White does that more consistently himself and gets to the free throw line with his speed, his rebounding ability as well, I'm telling you now, you are going to see a refinement of this Bulls offense that, it is what it is, right? Second in fast break points, fifth in assist percentage. These are all things that are really helping the Chicago Bulls team be a lot more refined of a team. And we just got to continue that, right? And I'll give them credit. It seems like Billy Donovan is coaching to that. It doesn't seem like this is just happening by happenstance. And that's one of the things that's definitely stood out so far as well, is that this is a Bulls team that really is you know, a coaching staff that it seems like is really is getting into their bag. And Billy Donovan seems like he has this team focus. And I'm a huge critic of Billy Donovan. I've been that. I still hold the thing that whenever the Bulls get to a certain level, they're going to have to look to move on from Billy Donovan. I still think that. That's not going to change for me, right? But I think overall is that you're seeing that that Billy has come in once again for the second year in a row and has really started making some changes in what he does and how he coaches this team and what he coaches them to be. And that's what we're starting to see from this. If the Bulls can take an offense that was already high powered and make it even more refined, that's where you start to get to the place of unlocking something that maybe you didn't have in your team before, even though the rosters majorly stayed the same. And part of the big reason for that is the bench unit. It is the bench unit. Like, this bench unit is keeping themselves together. And you know, you have Trey, who's going to be more likely out this game. You have Io. You have Zach Collins. P. Will has really stepped up. We'll talk more about him towards the end of this episode. And so in your search for that 9 and 10-man rotation, balance is starting to be there. Now, we haven't gotten to see a lot of Kevin Huerter out there with it yet. You know, even in the one game that we did see him, he was a starter because Coby White was out. And so we got to see how that's going to, you know, of course, Kevin Huerter going to the bench, you know, having to be more of a spark plug with his shooting than being able to get in his bag maybe consistently. That's going to be a thing that we have to see there. But I saw this right now, 29 plus free throws a game in each of the three preseason games is really good, right? They did that only 6 times in the whole entire 2024-25 season. So when I say that it is a change that the Bulls are making that is intentional, best believe it is intentional. For 82 games, you only got to the free throw line that amount of times, 6 times, and you've done it each in your first 3 preseason games. That tells me that that is a coaching philosophy that's here. That is a scheme thing that they are trying to do to get this team to get to the free throw line more. And when you look at my season, if you go back and look at my season previews for a lot of these Chicago Bulls players, getting to the free throw line was something that I talked about for Giddey, something I talked about for Kobe, something I talked about for Modest, right? And so you are seeing now that be part of the team culture here is that attacking. And I just told you how Coby White can benefit from that. Coby White as a player with his speed in the fast break can definitely get to the free throw line more. Keep in mind, before last season, the most that Coby White has ever gotten to the free throw line was 3.3 times per game. He got there 4.1, a career high for him. In the second half, the latter half of the season after the All-Star break, he was getting to the free throw line almost 6 times per game. For a scorer like Kobe, who can shoot the three, who can score in the mid-range, who can score off drives, if you add in a consistent free throw, getting to the free throw line for this team, that opens up so much of the floor for Coby White. Same thing for Modest, right? While Modest is not the shooter that Coby White is, even though his shooting splits we talked about yesterday looking pretty good in preseason, with his quickness, his first step, and his leaping ability, his ability to finish around the rim, if he gets to the free throw line a respectable amount of times as well, that's going to extend this game for the Chicago Bulls. So it's still a lot comes back to defensively. And I want to be clear. In talking about the offense for the Bulls, as much as I have, I want to be clear here. This still needs to be a team that gets after it defensively, that locks in defensively, that gives that effort and that physicality that we've also talked about this offseason. It needs to give that consistently. And that's going to take effort. We don't have a lot of individual really good one-on-one defenders. With P. Will stepping up, if that does maintain consistently, that gives you another one. But if you look at the one-on-one on-ball defenders that we have, you got Io, you got Okoro, you have P. Will. That's really it, right? Modest is taking steps in that direction as well. So, you know, we'll see in the regular season how consistent that be, because if Modest gives you that, again, you got another one. Noah Essengate, if he gives you that, you got another one, right? Dalen and Julian can be that too, but we don't know for sure if they're going to be in the rotation or not. We still got to see that, right? So with what we know and the players that we know are going to be in the rotation, if Modest, P. Will, Io, and Okoro really kind of take the moniker of setting that tone with physicality on the defensive side of the ball, and the team gives that team effort where you're getting more turnovers, you're forcing more at the rim, you're doing those type of things, that could be really what, again, the defense of the Chicago Bulls is key to unlocking the best version of this offense. That's part of the reason why we talk about the type of center. You get a center in here that's more defensive-minded, that can still finish around the rim, that you still have to respect in the half court and pick and rolls. They don't even have to be one-on-one scorers to where they're isolating and stuff like that. That would also, because if you get a rim protector that's going to force more as far as shots away from the rim and get more takeaways in that sense, that's gonna help you as well. So, you know, that's still kind of where the Bulls are missing to get the best version of this offense. But having a team that's buying in defensively, that is locked in to what you need to do and the style that you need to play defensively, is going to take that a bit of a step further as well. So it's been some promising things. I do want to say, as I say with everything, it's all preseason right now. So let's be clear there. It's still all just preseason, but it is things that are starting to look really good for this team in preseason that this team can build off of. And we just got to hope that that's going to continue for this team overall, right? But with that said, I want to get into the next topic. Now, there have been a number of Bulls fans, and I've seen you guys leave comments here. I've seen it over on Locked On Bulls that have talked about Ayo Dosunmu and the reason that he's not starting being, oh, well, the Bulls are clearly, they don't want to pay him. That's why he's not starting. Let me tell you why that's stupid, right? I want to be clear. It would be different if you're not playing someone. And as fans, people make so much about who's starting and who's not and don't look at the ins and outs of it. Ayo Dosunmu is averaging the third most minutes on this team so far in preseason. You know why that is? Because he's one of Billy Donovan's most trusted players. And if the Bulls were really trying to not pay Ayo Dosunmu, it wouldn't matter if he's starting or not. It would be they would cut his minutes. They aren't. They're not cutting his opportunities. Ayo Dosunmu is actually getting more opportunities right now in preseason. We got to see how it's going to hold out. It's been no Kobe, right? But in preseason, he's getting more opportunities right now than what he did last year when he got in as a starter. So the opportunities are there, right? And I think people need to remember that Ayo Dosunmu was suffering from that shoulder injury. He said that he actually suffered it at the beginning of it in 2023-24 season, and it was just discovered last season, right? So when you look at it right now, through three preseason games, he's leading the Chicago Bulls in scoring at 16.7 points per game. He's leading us in plus minus as far as the regular rotation players at plus 17. And he has and we already know the two-way ability that Ayo Dosunmu has. The Bulls are not trying to limit Ayo Dosunmu at all. What they are trying to do is to try to find balance in both their bench and the starting lineup. And Ayo Dosunmu is key right now to finding the balance in that bench unit. Him, Trey, Zach. We'll see what Kevin Huerter ends up giving as well. That is forming a four-man bench unit that gives you your nine-man rotation that all has balances. Ayo Dosunmu also has already shown his versatility. He's played three different positions for the Chicago Bulls in meaningful minutes. If we're going to garbage time minutes, technically he's played four positions. He's played the one, the two, the three, and the four. But if you just look at the meaningful minutes, he's played three positions already. And that, again, is how you bring balance to your team. Where some people are trying to make it seem like Ayo Dosunmu coming off the bench is limiting him. Honestly, coming off the bench right now has actually opened up things more for Ayo Dosunmu because he's able to come in and have more things go through him as a scorer, right? He's able to come in and facilitate a little bit more and be on ball more than what he would be in a starting lineup with Kobe White and Josh Giddey. He's being that. And I said it coming into this. When we first heard that Kobe White wasn't going to play in the first few preseason games, and people were like, well, Ayo's going to start. And it ended up being Kevin Huerter. My thought process then was, well, you know, I think they want Ayo to get used to this role coming off the bench. And that so far right now seems like what's happening. Again, I say seems because it's in preseason. We'll see how it ends up going, you know, overall once the regular season starts. And while I did say yesterday that if the Bulls' slow starts continue into the regular season and they eventually are losing games because of slow starts, I do think you may look to bring in Ayo because he brings more offense-defense balance, whereas Okoro is just really defense and he can hit some open shots. Ayo Dosunmu is showing it. He's looking like a mix between early career defensive specialist Ayo and Illinois scoring guard Ayo Dosunmu. He's found a way to really mix and meld both those together to where Ayo Dosunmu is having one of the biggest impacts for this team in it. And I think also, like, Ayo Dosunmu said it himself. I think this is a really good quote from Ayo Dosunmu, and it really does kind of encapsulate. That's a spelling bee word there. It's not really. It's not that big of a word. He said this: I just see myself fitting in on just doing what I do. Just being able to play on both ends of the court at a high level, of course, rebounding, defending, using my length, being able to get into the paint, knocking down shots, just being somebody who is resilient. I think I can help bring that to the team and help us win as many games as possible. And that's what Ayo is focused on. And you could tell that, you could feel that in how the way Io Desumu was playing. He's just making the right plays, whether he's taking players off the dribble, whether he's putting pressure on defense, where he's taking open three-pointers. Io Desumu right now shooting above 60% from the field. He's shooting above 50% from three-point range, even though he's not really taking a whole lot of them. You clearly see when Io gets on the court how he's getting into attack mode and how he is trying to help the Chicago Bulls team. And so as it stands right now, Io Desumu is shaping up to be one of the most important Bulls this season for the team, because he is one of those guys that help this team make sense when it needs to be. He's a stabilizer in just about every lineup that he was. And this isn't the first time. I talked a lot last season how the majority of last season, until the Bulls hit their 15-5 run, every positive lineup that the Bulls had Io Desumu in it. That's it. No matter how his individual counting stats were, every positive lineup that the Bulls had Io Desumu in it. Now, over the last 20 games, that balance changed and how the Bulls were playing and Io was out and stuff like that. But that's something that you also have to take a look at. Io Desumu is a positive player. He's a plus player for the Chicago Bulls team, and he's having a big impact. And it's shaping up for the Bulls to, they're going to have to pay him. And I know people like to make it this thing about, well, is he making Kobe indispensable? Like, as Bulls fans, and I think it's not just Bulls fans, it's fans of a lot of sports teams, right? I think people start looking at how you can replace somebody. And I think let's look at it as how it adds to, how it actually makes everything fit better. So if the Bulls do keep Kobe White, I would say keeping Io becomes even more of a priority because of the balance they both bring in offense and defense, right? Io, even with his impact, is not the scorer that Kobe is. Kobe can give 100% defense on every single possession. He's not going to be the defender that Io is. But with Io being a two-way player, it brings balance to this team, and it actually reinforced some of the players that we have that specialize in one thing or the other, because Io is a Swiss Army knife in that he can adapt his game based on the lineup and the situation and what's needed. So I just want to talk a little bit about Io. A lot's been made, and we're going to talk about Patrick Williams here coming up next, but Io has just, it really seems like Io is in that place where the game is slowed down to him, the mental part of the game is caught up, and he's in a place where we could start seeing, this is the prime of Io Desumu, it seems like he's going into this season. How long that maintains, we'll see, right? Like, once you hit your prime, some players can keep that prime for 4, 5, 6 years. Some players, it's a 3-year prime, right? So we'll see what happens there. But Io Desumu is a player that really seems like he's reaching that prime. And then now we got to see what's the next step of that, right? Now, I do want to end this show talking about P. Will. There's been a lot made about P. Will over the last couple of days, right? You have people that look at what P. Will's done and they're like, P. Will finally, right? And I just want to put this in perspective. Take from it what you will. I'm going to give my thoughts on it, of course, because I do think that there is a clear path for P. Will to have a role on this team and an important role. But I still want to put it in perspective, right? So far through preseason, P. Will is averaging 9.6 points per game, 4 rebounds, 3 assists. That's what he's averaging per game on 64% shooting from the field and 63% shooting from three-point range. Those are really, really good numbers. I'm not shitting on those numbers at all. And keep in mind, this is a guy that was the 11th player in the rotation in the first game. The second game, I believe he came in as the 7th or 8th player. And then he was the 7th player that checked into the game in the Bulls' last game. So, you know, they're rewarding that. And Billy Donovan and the coaching staff are rewarding his performance with more. And that the shooting efficiency that he has is the most important part of that, because P. Will is really only taking about 7.5 shots per game. So we're seeing a P. Will that is giving you close to what he's always averaged on less shots. And the reason why that's important for P. Will is because that's probably the shots that's going to be there for him. This is a guy that's averaged 7.9 shots per game for his NBA career. That's probably what's going to be there. So again, what I'm saying here, and this is not to crap on P. Will, but like people that are talking about P. Will, like, oh my God, P. Will's finally going to have a breakout year. P. Will is giving you exactly what he's always giving you. But the thing is, and the reason why it's more impactful, is because 9.6 points per game is a lot different as a starter than what it is coming off the bench. Now, one of the things, and he's still averaging only 4 rebounds per game. He averages 4 rebounds a game for his career. He averages 1.5 assists per game for his career. He's averaging 3 assists per game in preseason. So, you know, there are some signs of things definitely improving for P. Will. I want to be clear there. But let's not gas it and act like P. Will is all of a sudden going to finally turn into this player that we've been wanting to see for years. No, it's just that P. Will is back to being himself. And he is looking more aggressive. But the result is still, and this is why I always say, it's not just when when players are playing aggressive out on the court, it gives them more of a, it makes you feel better when you're just seeing them move around more. The results, though, have basically been the same for P. Will. Now, I'm not saying that to knock him, because the results that P. Will gave and where he's coming off now, whether he's the eighth or ninth man coming off the bench, whatever that ends up being, if you give that as that player rather than a starter, that is a lot more impactful. So he is on pace to impact and give the Bulls more than what he gave us in prior years, and that's really good. But I think we need to put this in perspective for P. Will. Right now, P. Will is playing a role player's role, and that's what he's given, and that's fine, and that's what it seems like is going to be here for him, right? And, you know, Billy Donovan, again, he's used P. Will as the seventh man in the last game. You know, he's given some solid all-around performances, and I think those are really good. P. Will has been active on the boards, but still it's been around the same four assists that he's basically averaged for his career. A lot of things are still the same, but it's that the fact that you're giving it in what is now looked at as a lesser role of why it's more impactful. And I don't say that as a knock to P. Will. I'm saying that you need that. If you can give that consistently off the bench for this team, that's exactly what this team needs. And it's going to be something that helps this team. Having a player that can be a defensive two-way player that also can be an efficient shooter so he's not hurting you, all P. Will has to do is not hurt you. And he's doing that for this Bulls team. So, you know, really good there tonight for so far in preseason for P. Will. We'll see what happens tonight with us missing Herter another game. We may be down Trey Jones as well in this game. Julian Phillips doesn't look like he's ready to make his return. So we may see even more of these players as we get to our penultimate preseason game. We will be live on the channel for the game, the live call, all that type of stuff. So stay in tune with us for that one. But that's my time for today. Make sure you guys are following us at Bulls Central Pod. You can send us any feedback, questions, comments, concerns, bullscentralpod@gmail.com. And lastly, if you want to leave a text message and our voicemail for the mailbag, the number to do so, 773-270-2799. We are the number one spot for everything Chicago Bulls related, but that is thanks to you, lovely and beautiful people. And like I like to end every episode on, go Bulls. Love you guys. See you right if you can, y'all. Peace.
This has been a presentation of the Break Media.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.